I'm ready for us to come to church, and I'm asking God to bring his presence. Because without his presence, there's nothing we can do. Without the presence of the Lord, in his presence is fullness of joy. You want joy, we got to get in his presence. And so come to church, hallelujah, from this day, Lord, I want to get in your presence. Get that in your heart. Get it in your mind. So nobody ain't got to say, all right, stand. Clap your hands. Raise your hands. Stand up. Stand down like you're a bunch of robots. You're not robots. You're people of God. So give him a big clap. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. I'm going to tell you, God is prepared. As I sit there this morning, he said, I'm going to give you everything you need. You just seek me. Seek me above all things. I'm going to give you what you need. And I just believe that. He gave you what you need. I know you gave it to Dee Dee. You know how kids do. Praise the Lord. God is going to give us what we need. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you may be seated this time. But Lord, you know our hearts. You know where we are. You know what we have and what we don't have. You know that. So I'm asking you to give us whatever it takes to praise you. We want to praise you. We want to love you because you're worthy. We don't want to be lacking in anything like that. Praise the Lord. We just want you to receive us this morning. The words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts. It's been through the week. Receive us, Lord. Help us, God, and give us a mind to strive to be near you. We got to get closer. We got to. We want to come nearer, Lord. Don't let the things of this life woo us as much as they have, Lord. Not sinful things, but just things that take our time. We're asking you to help us and draw us nearer. Draw us nearer to you, Lord. You know our hearts. You know what we need. In the name of the Lord. I just praise God. Give him a clap. Give him a praise. I'm going to have to really, if I ever knew him, I got to trust him this morning. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and blessed for a world of lost sinners were slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, when his glory forever I will share. So I'll cling to the old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Tell his word to my trophies. Read it. Sing it. I will cling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy lest I lay down. I will to the old, hallelujah, Jesus, and exchange it. I'm going to change it for a crown one day. And you too. Give him another clap. I got a feeling that everything going to be all right. I do. I got that feeling. I want to turn to John. I don't know why I did. Thank you, Lord. I just love the testimonies today. I mean, they were supernatural. Amen. Because we serve a supernatural God. Y'all do know that, don't you? Yes, Lord. I tell you, he has really been supernatural to us. He's really been good. He's so good. I told you this is what you told me to minister on, and I just thank you, Lord. Turn to chapter 20. Very familiar chapter. Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm so glad to see my dear sweethearts out there. I'm glad you came, Tranier and Emma, and thank you for your gift. It's just so pretty. I'm just so thankful. I be bragging. Yeah, they gave me this. It's just so beautiful. Thank you. I want to read from the 20th chapter of St. John. And may the Holy Spirit take over. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early. It was yet dark unto the sepulchre. And seeth the stone on the way from the sepulchre. She runneth and cometh to Simon Peter. Now, you know, I hadn't studied this really. But when I began to read it back there, I thought now, this one woman, just one, came early in the dark. What did it say? And if it's like out here, it's like out here when you try to get out of this place going at night. It was dark. So I know what dark is. And I thought to myself, could you have done any more to Mary Magdalene than you done to everybody else? Why did she love you like that? I mean, even his disciples, they were great men of God. They did great things. But Mary Magdalene loved him. Till some nut want to say that, you know, the things they say, I said, Lord, it's blasphemous that these people do. It's blasphemous. Jesus wasn't married. He didn't have no girlfriend or nothing. Jesus came for one purpose. That's to save your soul. Hallelujah. To fulfill what God had there. Don't you bleed these people. And don't let your kids look at that junk. I said, Lord, I'm scared to even look at that kind of stuff. I'm scared. Oh, I don't want. No, so Mary Magdalene came early in the morning before daybreak. And sometimes, you know, the Lord wake you up. You need to come. You need to come sometime before daybreak to meet him. I'm telling you, don't you want to love him? Like, you know, I said, Lord, I don't want nobody. You know, I used to say, tell the Lord, why don't you let me just get out there and just be a plumb fool? If I could love you more, you know, because I want to love you too. But he said he has done much, you know, and he had to forgive much. He loves much. And so she came to the tomb. She saw the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Look what she said. Then she ran and she came to Peter and to the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and said unto him, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they laid him. Catherine Cooper was a great woman of God who the Lord used greatly. She went to a service one night, and she was sitting there, and she saw where the church has gone to. You know, nothing. And she said, they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they laid him. And when she said that, God, that she was anointed, and God used that woman. You get no better. See, you ain't even talking about it because God used it. And if you got something to talk about, you do something and then we could talk about it. Praise the Lord. And she ran and told Simon Peter, the one he loved. And I love that because I saw in looking at that, help me, Spirit. I saw looking at that, the love that God has for us. I saw it when he had denied Jesus. And Jesus know where you're standing also. And when he denied Jesus the three times that Jesus told him, you know, he was going to deny him. It's just so beautiful because he still loved him. Have you gone away from God anywhere in your life? He still loves you. I don't know when he ever drops his love for you. It just got, oh my God, it just make me tremble. I should have sung that song. Sometime it causes me to tremble. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Because when they were out fishing, he said, throw your net on the right side. We getting ready to throw our net on the right side now. So we can catch some fish. Y'all ready to go fishing? Something we ain't been doing here. So you that have been chosen to really pray for the church. And don't wait till the end of the year and say, you know, we should know. No, but it's going to be. And so the Bible say, she ran in with it, whom loved. He loved us so, I'm telling you. And said to them, they taken away my Lord to the sepulcher. Now here it is so strange. They walked with Jesus, truly loved him. Just like you do. You told God, say, Lord, if you out of this, and I'll serve you the rest of my life. But something you have told God, don't tell me this now. You come to the place in your life somewhere, everybody in here, you said that way, but you had a mind that you're going to serve the Lord. But something happened. Instead, and the Lord told them, what I don't understand is, the Lord told them, they go again. He told them that. But look like, what is wrong with what you say? Because he tell us all things are possible. But when we get sick, we forget that all things are possible. He tell us our diseases. But when we get something, off to the doctor we go. And I'm not against doctors in my heart. So I can believe that all things are possible. Mountain be removed. I'm going to tell y'all something. I may have to preach this. Listen, if she the witness of God. They witnessed. They didn't just come and preach. They witnessed by what they had. Y'all ready? The boldness, God. I feel like I'm stepping out. I'm going to say be healed. I'm going to say get up. I said, Lord, I'm tired. Praise the Lord. You go out to people. Hallelujah. Don't you know it's better? I remember reading some people that don't know the man's name and prayed. Now, see, this is where I believe it go. Y'all. He went back home and the whole family got saved. Because they ready to see him. They tired of you talking. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to people. Praise the Lord. But we got to get bold now. Give me some boldness now. Come on now. Because Lord always, he'll take me in the store and everybody in there be lipping. Me. I said, but I'm coming. We went up to the store that was, I think it was it's Save A Lot now, but it was another name. In the store, his mother had him in a cart and he had rosacea all over his face. And I'm walking with D. Mama, you want to go pray for that boy? I said, I should. And I told her, I want to pray for your son. She said, I already had him pray for. I said, well, okay. But Dee was there. She was looking. It was when anyway. We was walking in the store. And the baby, clean, not a red spot. The Lord understand, but I know God answers prayer. God want to use you now like they did Moses. The other stuff, you take care of it. No, you do something because God is putting you. Look at you right now. Hold what it takes, Lord. I got what it takes. Amen. And so the Bible says, Peter went forth and that other disciple, outran him because he was younger. He outran Peter and came first. Scared to go in. You hear about what your church teach. What about what the word say? It's time for us to get the word and look on the word. Now I'm at a wonderful, I ain't going to say who it is. This girl I don't say too much because I want her to come to church. Hey, so I don't know what the church do. Praise the Lord. This is God. What you heard today was God. I said, he'll break through all that junk you got to go through. He'll take you the easy way in. I said, you got to wonder what? No. He going to show up so you're going to say, God did it. I don't care what the doctor done said to you. I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. Get you down too, buddy. You go in there and say, you got some name you can't even pronounce. To get where, praise the Lord, no matter what the name is. You know, some name you don't even know. But I'm telling you this, I just feel this now. There's nothing he cannot do. We just got to simply believe him. Lord, step out anyway and believe God. And you got to believe it when things ain't right. You got to believe on pressing anyway. If you don't see it coming, just keep on. Because right now you're going to have thoughts of the times we living in. Hallelujah. You know, I know right here, some of us have been sitting here, but I'm telling you, God is coming. I don't care what nobody say. Hallelujah. I said, I don't care what nobody say. We're going to come in church, hallelujah, and clap our hands. We're going to sing a song like Dee do. Hallelujah. And when you do, and be spontaneous in your worship, you're going to see God in this church. And I can, if he's moving, I'm going to tell you, honey, I'm going to pray for you. I ain't going to let you get away because I'm just not like, call you up here anyhow. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to build your faith. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God cannot do. All we got to do is believe him. And if it don't come tomorrow, it'll come the next day. That devil, I don't care anyway. I'm going to keep on going anyway. I ain't going to sit back, pray God, because I believe people here sitting. And I know Brother Mark has been waiting on. But Brother Mark, I don't care what nobody say. I still believe in years. But God, if you know, he forgets because ain't no time up there. He forgets him. Keep on walking. We going to keep on believing. We don't care what the doctors say. We going to keep on believing. All we got to do is come in and be honest about our worship. Honest about my little about that. I just asked the Lord. He said, just keep on holding on. Don't be weary of well doing. And keep on. And then he give me some joy. Well, I can keep on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And see. Peter therefore went forth, and then they both ran together, and one of them stooped. And then cometh Simon Peter and went into the sepulchre. I don't care. Let's go in and see for ourselves. All of you, I've heard your testimonies. He done enough for every one of y'all to believe that he is who he say he is. So nothing is impossible with him. I don't care who say what, how long you've been waiting. I don't care how long you've been waiting. And some of you been prayed for. You know, and so you know, I want to encourage you today to trust Jesus. He didn't, y'all know that's the truth. You know you here. You here in this church. You here. You rise. Then it cut. They were supposed to, by law, maybe, cut your stuff off. Ain't nobody like him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so they come in. He knows what people think. And, you know, he goes through. It just blessed my soul. He goes through. Dee, I told Shelly, I told you, we going to finish it up today. If another lady that had something. We finish this thing up today. God going to give you a miracle. He gave it to me, and he going to give it to you. He going to give it to you, and you going to write back and say, hey, I got this thing. Hallelujah, believe him today. You doing what he say, now you're going to get what you need. Yeah, see, skipping. You come in skipping. Hallelujah. Lord is telling me, and you ain't got to go to no doctor and get him to do nothing. Because he's going to prove to the world. He got to prove this is his time. He got to prove it's his time. God. If you can believe God, I don't care what you got. I really don't. I don't God. You ain't got to have nobody pray for you. It's good. That's kiddie stuff. It's good. Jesus asked people, say, you believe I can do this? Of course he could have did it. See, he's blind. I said, Lord, you see that man blind? What do you mean what he want? He's asking you today, what you want him to do for you? This is God's message. I tell you, I ain't studied this. What do you want him to do? God can do anything you can believe him for. I don't care what the doctor done said. I don't care. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Of course, the time for God to be God. The time, if you can believe it. This is you want. Hallelujah. Go put your hands on it, come out in this aisle, and we're going to pray with you. Come on. Doctor said, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm going to tell you, God is going to meet you today. Because so come on, exercise your faith. If you need anything from God, just come on. Because he's God. I say he's God. Hallelujah.